Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, Meeshawn Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, I will be discussing Are College Campuses Safe? A Southern Illinois University at Carbondale freshman, Keyshawna Jackson, was pronounced dead at a hospital after being shot about 3 a.m. Sunday in Carbondale, Illinois, and three other gunshot victims came into the emergency room at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale with gunshot wounds that were non-life-threatening. This is so senseless and heartbreaking, especially since Keyshawna's family is close to some of my family members in Chicago. I was told that she was just given a trunk party, which is very popular in Chicago when someone is going away to college. Another alarming thing about this party is that I had two nephews who happened to be at the party and decided to leave early. One of my nephews is attending law school at the university, and I also know two of the people who were wounded. So, how safe are college campuses? I started doing some research since back to school season is in full swing. A person's college years should be a time of growth, self-discovery, and etc. Somewhere between 19 and 27% of college women and 6 to 8% of college men are sexually assaulted during their time in college. The stats that 1 in 5 college women are sexually assaulted, but most rapes are not reported. America's most dangerous universities, the FBI Uniform Crime Reporting Database, for 2016, the number one was the University of California, Santa Barbara. Number two was the University of California, Los Angeles. Number three was Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. Number four was University of Maine. Number five was University of Alabama at Birmingham. Number six is Sunny Buffalo State College in Buffalo, New York. Number seven was the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, Missouri. Number eight was the University of New Hampshire. Number nine was Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Number 10 was Loyola University of Chicago. Number 11 was Indiana State University in Terre Haute, Indiana. 12 was Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. 13 was University of South Alabama in Mobile, Alabama. 14 was New Mexico State University. 15 was Coastal Carolina University in Conway, South Carolina. Number 16 is Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Number 7 is Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. 18 was University of Cincinnati. 19 was University of California, Berkeley. And number 20 was the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Most common crimes on college campuses are underage drinking, drug crimes, forcible sexual offenses, property crimes, and harassment or bullying. In the National Center for Educational Statistics reported that in 2017, a total of 28,900 criminal incidents against persons or property on college campuses were reported. These probably were just as many incidents that weren't reported. Now, what is very disturbing about the incident that happened in Carbondale, Illinois. That is the Southern Illinois University, is the university that I attended. My daughter also attended Southern Illinois University. So did my sister. And does anybody have any questions or comments? Oh, I see one, 5073. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Your question was, are college campuses safe? Basically,
right.
I think most of them are safe. It's just some of the activity that we do are not safe. Example, the one in Carbondale was not on campus. It was off campus. And, you know, sometimes we like to have parties and we don't have the proper security that's needed when you have underage drinking, you allow drugs in the parties that you attend, and sometimes we put ourselves in unsafe positions. And even with the some of the crimes that are committed on campus, I think some of them could have, like, say, for Southern Illinois University, which I attended also, we didn't have those problems. And when you get students from problematic areas, sometimes they tend to bring what they're used to doing and some crimes that they have committed. Every college student, can I say, is not on the up and up, even though they're going to school to get a higher education. They tend to bring some of the habits of the neighborhood with them. So basically, I cannot blame all of the crimes on not having enough security on campus as I can blame the other half on the people that attend those colleges and do things that they really shouldn't do, just to, you know, be in the groove with everybody else and have certain kind of parties. You know,
I
it's not fun.
Agree, but from talking to different people who were, like, some at the party, it was a lot of people that weren't in college or go to the university also go to those parties.
Well, I know.
A lot of times it follows.
Plus, we need to learn how to settle conflicts instead of shooting at each other. Sometimes,
I do agree that, you know, conflict resolution needs to be taught.
Right. And, you know, everybody carries a gun these days. I wouldn't even feel safe going to a club in Carbondale, Illinois. I gave up my club life, plus I'm too old to be, I'm not really too old to be going out for an evening of music, and if I was a real drinker, to have a drink. But I would not go because I don't feel like I'm safe because of the surrounding and how people feel. And that's, like you say, conflict resolutions they don't have. Because you can bump into a person nowadays and they're ready to pull out a gun because they have the right to carry. And a lot of these probably crimes are being committed by people who don't even have registered arms.
Well, I would agree that probably most of them don't, because criminals are not going to register a gun. They're not going to go no legal route to attain one or anything else. But since you're on the line with me, I have a question. Well, how do you feel about the college campuses and things like that when you have family members who are on campus that go out? And, you know, it's hard to tell a young person not they shouldn't go out because people do want to enjoy their own lives, go out and socialize. So how do you feel about that?
I would tell anybody, be very aware of your surroundings and the people who you are hanging out with. Because sometimes you can foresee things that's going to happen in the, you know, that might come about. And then I think it's time to leave. I'm not sure, and you know, an off-campus parties in this day and age, to me, I wouldn't go to, because you do not have the proper security. And even some on campus, I can't see why people cannot have a good time with security, because I know when I went to a birthday party in Ohio at the Senior Citizens Building, they cannot have parties without a policeman there. And, you know, that made me feel a little safer, seeing that I was away from home. I'm not, you know, and I'm not saying you can trust all policemen, because you can't, but I think I would feel a little safer if I knew somebody there, bodyguard or policeman, who was trained in, you know, making places secure. I have no problems with that. Just to be going out, I would think about it, because you read about a lot of crimes and killings on college campuses, and I wouldn't want to be a statistic.
Right, I wouldn't either. If anyone else has a question or comment or had attended Southern Illinois University, press 1 and give me your comment or questions, because I would like to ask a question. Like, if anybody that's listening that attended Southern Illinois University or another university, and you went to campus parties and off-campus parties, what do you feel that's different now than from years ago when they had the campus parties? Because I know when I used to go to the parties that were on campus and off-campus, nobody was getting shot. Fights would break out, but they were using fists. I mean, it would be a winner, it'd be a loser, but you know what? They both would see the next day, the day after that. So, what do you think is going on in these people's heads that just randomly in crowds be shooting? Just shooting, and anybody can get hit.
I think they have underlying problems within their own, what shall I say, their families, and they don't know how to interact with other people, and some of them just maybe have mental problems. Just like I went to SIU in 1964, so that was a long time ago. I never heard of anybody got, you know, shot, or at on campus party, on Greek Row, or even off campus. Nowadays, the younger people think that, you know, a lot of them tend to be in gangs. Are gang members, and they think that, you know, I got to stand up for what I believe in, or my boy, my posse, or whoever they call themselves. And I think they're, to me, they're not adults enough to deal with a situation one-on-one with somebody they might be having conflict with. It's like me and my boys would get you. They do drive-bys now. And I think some of the parents need to step in and re-raise these kids, because I think that has a lot to do how they're reacting now. Like, there had to be a problem even in grammar school and high school before they got to college, and some of them probably don't have never graduated from anywhere. They just out there thinking they can have control over areas. I'm just going to say that I hope I don't have to have a conflict with a younger person, because I'm not afraid of young people. And a lot of the parents are afraid of their own children. I'll pop you first. As my mom told me, it'd be a different atmosphere if one of us raised a hand at one of them. And see, some young people, not only are they trying to rule out that, they tell their parents what to do, when the parents should slap them dead in the mouth and not allow them to be armed. And some of these kids are living at home with all this artillery to go out there. If I always was under the impression, if you owned a gun, you're supposed to use it. Guns aren't things to play with. That's why I limit where I am with a gun, because somebody's going to make you use it.
Okay. Do you think that some of these kids is running wild and not taught to respect others or themselves? Do you think a lot of them were raised by, had teenage parents?
You say, what kind of parents?
Teenage parents, like their parents were teenagers when they had them, compared to somebody being older? What do you
think
about that?
I think so. And I've always felt that as far back as the 90s, that it was the parents of the children who needed parenting. They did not know how to parent their children, because you're still having babies. When you could become a grandma at 29 or even earlier than that, these are still children. Nobody really has grown up, and they just don't know. And they've gotten so bad that they don't have the respect for the older generation who could tell them something. They don't listen. Oh, they tell you, you're just old. Things aren't like that now. But we didn't have those problems when we were growing up. We respected older people. You got kids come now and tell you off quicker, and you used to be able to say, I will tell your parents. Now you go to tell the parents, they'll curse you out quicker than the child did. So I think it has to go back where we have to start parenting these younger generations to teach them how to live in society and how to handle conflict.
Right, because there are numerous studies that children raised in single mother families are at heightened risk for substance abuse, depression, anxiety, and externalizing behaviors and disorders. Now, I didn't say all, but most.
Well, that's I can say that could be true. Because you know, unless you have good following in your family who will step in, and as they say, a woman cannot raise a man, a boy to be a man. She can try her best and do her best, but unless she has some brothers, uncles, grandparents, or somebody who could step in and help, they won't know what to do. And they're lacking, and they won't know how to handle. And not only that, if you don't have a good father in the household with the mother, and they could be married, and if he's not doing playing his role like he's supposed to do, they will pick up on what he's doing and not and follow in his footsteps, and that could lead him down a road of destruction. So it all depends on how a lot of times you are raised and what kind of values you were given as a child or modeled after as a child. And where I come from, where I came from, the whole town raised you. And they stuck together.
So, being raised without respect, so, like, all these parents don't have parenting skills, so what can we do to teach them? Because, you know, a lot of them probably don't want to learn.
You know, like I said, it takes a village, and I don't think some of the churches are doing their job, because we learned a lot in church because our parents went to church, and we had single women in the church with children, but they, most of them didn't turn out like some of those that of the parents that didn't go to church, because everywhere you went, even in the school, and I think society has a lot to do with it, because they took out corporal punishment, as they call it, in schools, where you cannot chastise or do anything to a child without hurting their self-esteem. Some of them, self-esteem should have been hurt because they grew up to be horrible children, adults, because they could get away with a lot of things because the parent was not allowed to even discipline their own children, even now, on how they tell you how you can talk to children. If you raise your voice, that's abuse. Some of these children should have been abused at home, and maybe they would have turned out better.
What, this is for anybody listening, what would you tell your child or your family member, if you're somebody that was going away to college or just got to a college campus, so they could remain safe? What advice would you give them? You have a question or comment, dial 516-531-9540. So 5073, do you have a question or comment on that question? What advice would you give a college student that's going to college or just got there right now?
Right now.
Okay, the first thing I tell them to do is find a good church to go to, because some of the churches in the area over in Carbondale have a lot of activities going on for students, especially the ones that are away from home. And they have different groups, and they have people who sort of like big sister, big brothers, who will, you know, help, guide, who know more about the areas than they do. And I would tell them, you know, look at some of the rules of safety. They do have guidelines to tell students on how to be safe, like to cut down on all the rates you hear about and don't hear about on college campuses. Is basically done sometimes by stupidity, going into areas that are not patrolled or letting somebody, you know, they said if you walk somewhere, always walk with somebody. Never go somewhere alone, you know, on your own. There's a lot of things out there that you can do to protect yourself on a college campus. Some people like walking in paths that is not lit, that's not safe. Anything can come out to you. And a lot of these crimes are committed by off-campus people being on campus, not always the students of that college. And just use common sense when you are leaving town. You don't know anybody. You got to build friendships. And just make sure you get with the right group. And if you suspect anything is going on wrong, to be on the safe side so you can get back to your parents, stay away.
Right. And I also think that another tip, like a college students use, when they're going somewhere or going out, they should use a buddy system.
That's what I'm talking about. Never go anywhere alone.
And they should trust their gut. And when they're out, because a lot of students drink, they should get their own drinks because people do spike drinks and things like that.
As they grown, we were always, when you go into a party or a bar, if you leave the drink, it's gone. Never pick it back up again. And watch your drink and don't turn your head because the person next to you could be spiking your drink.
Right. And students also should use ATMs that are located like inside of a store instead of going, especially at night. They should always let somebody know where they're going.
Right, because I used to tell my children that I would always ask them where they were going, which a lot they didn't like to tell me at times. And it wasn't because I was trying to be so nosy, more or less to be safe, because if the police come to my door and say, where is your child? I want to be able to have told them, well, they are at such and such a place. Not only would that leave me some peace if something happened to them, I wouldn't just totally say it's my fault because I did not know where they were going because I didn't ask. I did ask. It would give me some comfort to know that I assumed and this is what they told me. And this is where I said they could go. It sort of frees you from a little guilt if something happens to your child, because if he finds them somewhere else, that was a choice that he made, because he did. This is not what he told me. This is where he told his parent a lie, and they went other places. And, you know, it would just give you a not that the fact that something happened to them, you'd be sad, but at least you would have know that it wasn't because you just let them run anywhere. They went there on their own because they didn't tell you the truth about where they were going. And, you know, some children need to be honest with their parents and can save their own life.
I think a lot of people, or a lot, they may not tell their parents where they're going, but most people that probably do tell their either a sibling or a close friend or somebody like that. Most people let somebody know what they're going, where they're going, and what they're doing. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm going to have a short show tonight. I hadn't been well, and so I'm only doing a 30-minute show. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, caller, for calling in. And everybody have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.